지금부터 제1회 고등학교 1학년 종로 핵심체크 SLP 영어 영역의 듣기 및 말하기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 16번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제이며 17번부터 22번까지는 말하고자 하는 내용을 답지에서 골라 답하는 문제입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 듣는 내용은 한 번만 방송됩니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 여자가 원래 주문한 소파를 고르시오.
'This is Leon's Furniture Store. How can I help you?'
'Hi, this is Samantha Taylor. I bought a sofa at your store last week, but you delivered the wrong sofa today.'
'Ms. Taylor, you ordered the black leather square-shaped sofa, right?'
'No, I didn't. I ordered a round-shaped sofa.'
'Oh, I think there's been a mistake here. So did you get a square-shaped sofa?'
'No, I got a wooden bench. What happened?'
'Really? Hold on, please. Ms. Taylor, did you order a white round-shaped sofa?'
'No, I ordered a black and white round sofa.'
'I see. I'm sorry. One of our employees made a mistake. We'll deliver your sofa first thing tomorrow.'
'That'll be great.'
2번 대화를 듣고 남자의 심경으로 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Sally. How are you doing?
Pretty good. You don't look well. What's up?
My mother's been in hospital for a week.
What happened to her? Did she get hurt?
Yes, she injured her leg in a car accident last week.
I'm sorry to hear that. I hope she'll get better soon.
Well, the doctor said it would take quite a long time for her to recover.
I wish her a faster recovery. Who's taking care of your little brother then?
My granny. She will stay with us for a while.
That's good. How is she doing?
I'm afraid she's not very well either. It seems very tough for her to take care of a little kid.
3번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Most foreign foods we buy at the market travel 1,500 miles before they are sold. Think about the huge amounts of harmful chemicals that may have been sprayed over the foods. When we consume foods produced in our country, we don't have to worry about these chemicals. Besides, the money we spend on foods goes to the local farmers, which helps our local economy. The food that grows in our country is the safest and most economical choice next to the food you grow yourself.
4번 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자의 아들을 위해 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Sonia. This is Sam.
Hi, Sam. Did you get home yet?
Yes, the traffic was not busy. Thank you again for inviting our family to dinner.
Don't mention it. Oh, I found a cell phone on the kitchen table after you left.
Yes, it's my son's. He forgot it there.
What should I do with it? I can mail it tomorrow.
You don't have to, Sonia. I'll go pick it up when I'm not busy.
Sure, but will your son be okay without it?
Well, he'll be fine without the phone for a few days.
Let's do it this way. I have a meeting around your house this Saturday. I'll drop by your house on the way.
That would be great. Thank you very much.
5번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Honey, we need to print out the photos we took on our last trip, don't we?
Of course. Let's try it online this time.
Good idea. Do you know any site that offers a good price?
Well, let me check PhotoZone first. Their price is quite reasonable.
Oh, it's $1 per picture. How many pictures have we got?
We have 120 pictures, so we'll have to pay $120.
That's quite a lot of money.
Oh, they offer half price if you place an order for over 100 pictures.
That's great. Let's place the order here.
Okay. How about making a photo album with the pictures? We just need to pay an additional $10 for that.
Why not? Let's upload the pictures.
Hello,
I'm Susan Brooks. Last week, I participated in a training course at an army camp. I want to share one thing I learned there. The people at the camp had a unique habit of throwing away plastic bags. They folded the bag into a square. I learned it's a good way to reduce the amount of waste. A folded bag needs only a tenth of the space a normal bag would need. So I suggest all students at River High School fold plastic bags. Visit my class or my blog and learn how to fold square bags. It's easy and fun.
Hello, Michael Grant speaking.
Michael, this is Emily.
Emily, your voice doesn't sound good. What's wrong?
I'm terribly ill. I have a sore throat as well as a severe headache.
Oh, I'm sorry that you're not feeling well. Are you home now?
Yes, I couldn't go to work today. Are you busy?
No, I'm not. Have you taken any medicine?
No, I'm dizzy and can't walk well. If you're not busy now, can you come to my house and take me to the doctor?
Sure, don't worry. I'll be there in 20 minutes.
Thanks a lot. Greg, what a nice surprise.
Oh, hi, Julie. What kind of a response is that?
I thought that you were interested only in sports.
That's just one part of me. Do you often come to this artist's exhibition?
No, but I've been to some exhibitions by other artists before.
I see. Look at that painting. It's lovely, isn't it?
You mean the one with a woman breastfeeding her baby?
Yes, I can feel her love for her baby.
Well, I can't deny that it's a nice painting.
Hello, Miss Evans. How's it going?
Pretty well. We've almost finished the first floor. Would you like to have a look?
Yes. Oh, it looks great. I love it.
I'm glad you like it.
What is next? I can't wait to see it.
We're going to work on the study room upstairs from this afternoon.
Well, my wife is really concerned about the study room.
I know. I'll do my best to make it as she wants.
Good. You're such a professional. I thank my friend Paul for introducing you to me.
Thank you for saying so.
Molly,
you don't look good today.
Hi, Matt. I just had an argument with a friend.
I'm sorry to hear that. What did you argue about?
Something really silly. You might laugh.
Tell me, what was it about?
We couldn't agree on where to eat lunch.
Those things happen. Is this a good friend of yours?
Oh, yes. We've been friends for a very long time.
Well, if it was over a small thing as you said, you should just say sorry.
I know that's what I should do, but I don't want to be the first one to apologize.
If this friendship is important to you, you should be the bigger person.
Well, you're right. I'll do that right now. Thanks. Let's look at this pamphlet for our father's 60th birthday party room.
Okay. Wow! This restaurant has many large rooms.
Yes, we can choose from these five.
I see. Which room do you think is more suitable?
Well, many guests are my father's age, and they usually don't like buffet dinner.
I agree.
And you remember how many guests we had in our wedding last year, right?
It's a little less than 80, I guess.
So we don't need a room for 100 or more people.
You're right. Luckily, we have a room for about 80 people.
Let's make a reservation for that room. The Royal Palace is open for the public. The Royal Palace is open Tuesday to Sunday. It opens from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Entrance fee is $18 for adults, $9 for children and students. If you are a student, you will need your student ID. Entrance fee includes guided tours in English. The guided tours start at 2 p.m. You don't need to book in advance. There is a gift shop near the entrance. You can buy books, postcards, towels. Taking pictures is not allowed.
One. Would you buy me that one for my birthday?
It's too dangerous. How about this robot?
Two. Hold the handlebars and turn the pedals forward.
I can't. Bicycle riding is too difficult for me.
Three. Put your left foot here and jump.
Okay. It's really hard not to fall down.
4. Can I reach it when I jump higher?
How about running from behind and jump?
5. First of all, you need to wear safety gear.
Right. I'll go home and bring my helmet.
When a building is being built, the groundwork is very important. Learning is like building a house. Each of the reading material and lectures may be compared to building blocks that help you construct knowledge of the subject as a whole. Like building a house, learning takes some time to become firm. If all the information is not built systematically together in a short time, the foundation of knowledge is weak, and the entire structure may break down in the near future.
미세스 파커와 벤의 대화를 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 대화를 듣고 15번, 16번 물음에 가장 적절한 답을 고르시오.
Hello, Mrs. Parker. Can I talk to you for a minute?
Oh, hi, Ben. What happened to you last Friday? You missed the class.
I'm sorry, but I couldn't come. I was very sick.
Sorry to hear that. Are you feeling better today?
Yes, thank you. I heard we're going to take an exam next week. What do I have to study?
You have to review all the materials you've learned so far. Oh, do you want last Friday's material?
No, I got it from my classmate Jack on Saturday.
It's so kind of him. Have you studied the material?
Well, I read the material several times, but it was too difficult for me. Can you help me with it?
Sure. But can you come back after school? I have to go see the principal now.
Okay, I'll come to your office at 4.
15번. 벤에 대한 내용으로 틀린 것은? Ben이 할 일로 알맞은 것은? Ben 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Kevin. This is Brenda.
Hi, Brenda. What's up?
I passed the math test. Without your help, I would have failed. It's all thanks to you.
Not at all. I know how hard you studied. I'm really happy for you.
Thank you. I want to treat you to dinner sometime next week.
Brenda, you don't have to do that. It was my pleasure to help you.
I know, but I really want to pay you back. Are you free Friday evening?
Well, I'll be busy on Friday. I'm leaving for New York on Saturday.
Oh, I forgot about your family trip. Then how about Thursday?
Okay, I'll be free after the math class at 5.
18번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Stella. Do you have any good plans for tonight?
I'm on my way to the comic book store.
Really? Can I come with you?
Oh, didn't you say you're meeting your girlfriend tonight?
She called me and said she can't come. She has to write a report tonight.
Okay. I hope you can help me choose books for my cousin Jack.
Does he like comic books?
Yes. He asked me to buy some comic books, but I don't know much about them.
You're lucky. I'm a kind of comic book expert.
Great. Please tell me which ones are interesting.
19번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning. How can I help you?
I'm looking for a scuba diving mask.
Is there any particular brand that you would like?
No, as long as it's a good one.
This is the best in the market.
How much is it?
$250.
Well, that's a bit too much. Is there a cheaper one?
Approximately, how much are you thinking of spending?
No more than $200.
(20번) 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mom, Mom, where are you? You've got to see this program.
You are still watching the program. I'm not interested.
I'm sure you will be interested. Hurry up, Mom.
All right, I'm almost done. What is the fuss?
Look at the woman on TV. How old do you think she is?
Well, she looks about my age.
That's what I thought. You know what? She is well over 60.
You're kidding. She looks as young as 40-something.
As a matter of fact, she is 69 years old.
Really? I wonder what her secret is to looking so young.
21번. 다음 여자의 말을 듣고 내용을 마무리하는 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Today, many people are so busy living life that they think relaxation is a luxury. They even say idleness is a devil's toy. However, letting your body and mind relax is very important in life. You may find yourself living in a rather colorless life if you do not pause every now and then to relax and enjoy yourself. Relaxation is like the oil that keeps the machine of your life running smoothly. Without it, you will most likely break down. In short, you need to.
22번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 수잔이 마이클에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
A new student has transferred to Susan's class. His name is Michael. He sits next to Susan. They start talking about what their hobbies are and where they live. Then Susan finds that he moved in last Sunday and lives not far from her house. Actually, she saw his family unloading and two boys helping an old lady go inside the house. She knows one is Michael, but she doesn't know the other boy. She's interested in the boy because he is very handsome. In this situation, what would Susan most likely say to Michael?
이제 종로 핵심 체크 SLP 영어 영역의 듣기 및 말하기 평가가 끝났습니다. 수고하셨습니다.